Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's answer some week 9 questions next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer to talk about the Eagles' 29-17 win over the Texans, along with some more week 9 start-sit type questions. But we'll start with Damian Pierce having a career best rushing game, 139 yards on 27 carries. He was awesome. I mean, the announcers couldn't stop talking about how impressive he was. You know, I think anybody watching was impressed by the way he was breaking tackles, the burst he showed. And he's probably going to end up like RB19 this week. And he was, you know, 13.9 PPR points, would have been RB21 last week. He had 14.1 last week as well. I guess the question is this all he is in this really, really bad Texans offense? I mean, I tweeted after the game that, you know, I was wrong about Damian Pierce. He's a lot better than I thought he was, but he needs more help around him, which you don't really say about running backs too often. Can he be more than a mid-range RB2 moving forward?
Yeah, I think so. First of all, he had no catches, he had no targets today. That was strange because he had 6, 3, 4, and 3 catches in his previous 4 games. So, you know, usually he'll give you more than that in the passing game. He didn't score today, but he had scored in 3 of his previous 4 games. And in 2 of those 3 games with a touchdown, he was over 20 PPR fantasy points. So, I think if he's a mid to low end RB2, it's only because running back is actually really deep right now. Mm-hmm. But he's a must start guy. You know, whether he's an RB2 or like a low end RB1, I don't think he's going to be a top 5 guy, but Yeah, I think he could be anywhere from 10 to 20, put it that way. And he's a must start guy because he is really good. He gets almost every carry and he typically gets some receiving work.
Yeah. I think on the broadcast, they said he had the second highest share of his team's yardage of any running back this season. Number one is Josh Jacobs, obviously.
Henry there, but
no, okay. No, Dontre Hilliard. He's been pretty productive.
Yeah.
One guy who may not be a must-start player anymore is Devontae Smith, who had 2 catches for 22 yards in a game where the Eagles threw 27 times, which is low, but not, you know, the Chicago Bears or Malik Willis Titans low. So how are you feeling about Devontae Smith? It's been a couple of bad games in a row. He's really had like 3 huge performances and then kind of a bunch of duds. Where are we at on him?
He's the captain of the all frustration team or the all frustrating team, whatever you want to call it here. And it's actually 3 games in a row now with 28 or fewer pass attempts, 25 to 28 pass attempts for the Eagles. And I don't really consider him a must start, but I do consider him a buy low because he is going to have big weeks. He is, I guess, a boomer bust player at this point, but he's got 8 games played now and 44 or fewer yards in 4 of them. Mm-hmm. But you just love the offense. He's obviously tremendously talented. Now, even things like A.J. Brown had 6 targets today. It's just A.J. Brown gets end zone and red zone and green zone targets, and Devontae Smith really doesn't. So it's hard for him to maximize the low level of targets. I would say not a must start, but I do think buy low on Devontae Smith because he doesn't have a buy, and he's just really good, and he's going to have some really good weeks. He's got, 9 games left on the schedule. I would bet 4 of them are pretty darn good.
I would just say that I think you're shortchanging Gabe Davis as the captain of the all frustrating team, but maybe I'm shortchanging him. Let's move on to some guys who might frustrate you this week. More week 9 start sit questions. And I want your thoughts on the Seahawks pass catchers. DK Metcalf hasn't had more than 10.8 PPR points in any of his past 3 games against the Cardinals. Cardinals actually only allowing the 19th most PPR points to wide receivers this season. It's kind of surprising for a team that ranks 28th in scoring defense. What do you make of that? Are you starting Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf this week?
Lockett without hesitation. I know he had a bad game earlier this week against the Cardinals, but he's the kind of guy that usually does well against the Cardinals. it's an interesting matchup. Arizona does really well avoiding the big play, taking away the deep ball, and that's the strength of the Seahawks offense. And the Giants were also a team that did well with that, and Tyler Lockett beat them twice. He dropped one touchdown, but he beat them twice, and Geno had a great game. So I would say Lockett, no hesitation. I think Metcalf is really not a top 20 guy. You know, he's never had a 60-yard game against the Cardinals in his career.
That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that was Patrick Peterson, but even the last three games, you know, where they've just had this kind of take away the number one receiver kind of offense, it's hard to explain. They don't have a consistent strategy for taking away the number one guy, but they do it pretty consistently. So I think he's, in a normal week, a number three receiver. This week with six teams on bye, probably a low-end number two receiver. I'd start Tyler Boyd over DK Metcalf.
Okay. If Jonathan Taylor is out, we'll close out with this one. How are you viewing Deion Jackson for the Colts if Jonathan Taylor doesn't play?
Well, he's been pretty good. I mean, he's really fast. He's not a big-time prospect, but he ran an amazing 40, so he's got some speed. He's been productive, whether it's been as a rusher or as a receiver in the two games where he's had extensive action. I think he'll have extensive action. I don't expect much from Zach Moss this week. I think he's like a, borderline top 24 guy, somewhere around there. You know, I probably start him ahead of the Bills running backs. I'd start him ahead of the Chiefs running backs, even though he has less chance to score than them. I think he gets a lot more touches.
Well, yeah, and he has a lower chance of scoring than the collective Kansas City Chiefs running backs. But unless you play in a league where you get Chiefs RB points and you don't have to pick between Isaiah Pacheco and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon, I think, Deion Jackson might actually have a similar chance of scoring of any of those three, just because of the way that backfield is split up. Yeah, he's a top 24 running back for me. I agree with all the ones you said. I'll also throw in, I'd start him over any of the Jets running backs.
Yeah,
probably any of the Cardinals running backs, unless James Conner is out. There's a decent chance you're starting Deion Jackson this week, and that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back tomorrow with some waiver wire stashes ahead of week 10 and some week 9 start sit calls on Sunday morning. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.